have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good day, everybody. Charles McCutcheon here. I'm your favorite entrepreneur. How's everybody doing? We're going to bring it back with Charles's Corner, give you some insight, some things you can take with you. And today, I'm going to talk about the money. I know a lot of us get intimidated talking about money, asking for money, going to look for money. We don't know where to find money. I'm just going to go over... I'm just going to go over different ways I've used myself personally, some things I haven't used as of yet because I haven't had to, but it's still different places where you can find money. And this is probably going to have to be a two-part. If I squeeze through this, I think I can squeeze through it. I may not even try. We'll just see. But if it has to be a two-part, no big deal. I think everybody can use some of the different sources. I'm just going to direct people directly to different sources that you can use to go find money. Now, when I say go find money, it may be that you are a business owner or you're thinking about becoming a business owner. And the main reason I look for money is real estate. So I'm definitely going to talk about that and how I go about, you know, doing what I do. But no matter if you're doing it for your business or for real estate, there are different things you got to have on board in your arsenal so you can actually get some funding. Now, I will say that a lot of people, they come to me with ideas. And I tell them, you know, ideas are great, but ideas might not get you funded. Because you have a lot of people that say, hey, I have this great idea. And I'll give you an example. Somebody came to me about an invention, and I gave them the right things that I think they should do, because with inventions, you have different people called angel investors. You have venture capitalists, and those folks have money to put out there, and some of them are looking for that needle in a haystack type of invention that they want to get a piece of before it goes public. The hard part is selling them on an idea that you haven't made any money on, or selling them on an idea that you don't even have an executive summary on, or selling them on an idea that you haven't even put no money into it yourself. Those are very hard to sell, but a closed mouth don't get fed. And so the best thing you can do is get in the room with other angel investors or venture capitalists and start understanding what it is they need. It's not about you. It's about what they need to feel so they can sleep at night. That's the best I can put it. I ask people when we're talking about funding, like how much do you need? A lot of people overestimate. And I do that in events as well. Back before COVID, when we were doing events, I have everybody stand up. And I go around the room and say, how much money do you need? How much money do you need? How much money do you need? And a lot of people, you know, 250,000, a billion, you know, they come out with some crazy astronomical numbers, and I would say maybe one person really hits the mark, and, you know, I need 25,000. And then people would ask them, like, what are you going to use it for? Well, to get my business up and running. Well, that's probably not going to do it. So you have to be specific, and all that stuff has to be written down, you know, breaking down the numbers. And we do this with the city as well. Like, we're putting in a proposal, and we got to break the numbers down, because if we say – this particular development that we're gonna do is a $50 million development. You breaking down each building, each residential place, and they want to look at the numbers. So you got to have all that. I know they say some people. I was with this one guy, and he was I looked at him as a mentor, teach me about funding. He had raised in his time $50 million. And he said, you know, he went to friends and family. And I'm like, I think that's funny to me, because I think getting funding is different for different people. I don't particularly have the friends and family I can call up and get 100,000 there, a million here, you know, and it's just, that's just not happening in the in my friends and my family. Now, some of my friends do have some funding, but, you know, it's, I think it's harder to get money from friends and family, but I tell everybody to do it anyway because that's where you can get your nose out the way, and it just gets you prepared for the nose. Get you ready to get the nose from everybody else. And it boils down to, why are you doing what you're doing? You know, are you passionate? Because some people will start it, and it may get too hard, it may take too long, and then they give up. A lot of people have given up on their journey, or even somebody else's journey, saying, it's not, never going to happen, never going to happen. And so, you know, friends and family is out there. Now, the question that I ask people is, how much do you put in? Because if you ain't putting nothing in, it's kind of hard for somebody else to want to put something in. That's just, you know, it's called skin in the game. We do this in business, do this in real estate. You know, you got to have some skin in the game because that lets me know you're serious. If you ain't put in a dollar and you want me to put in $10,000, like, that don't even look right. Let's imagine you still got a job and you can put money in, but you choose not to. So that just makes me look at you differently. So the other person I talked about is the venture capitalist. Those are just investors, really. And there's no guaranteed way to get money, but there's a process. There's groups of venture capitalists online. They have a place, I don't want to give the name of it, but they have different groups of venture capitalists out there. Sometimes they call it angel investors or venture capital firms. And I would tell everybody, just make sure you do your background research and get to know the people, and they've worked with other people you work with, blah, blah, blah. Get, you know, keep that going to make sure you're getting the right person or people. A lot, namely, everybody's going to ask you for your business plan. What I would do if I were you, as far as business plans are concerned, I would rip off and duplicate. See who I can get with who already has a business plan, and see if I can get their business plan. Because some people pay a lot of money for their business plans, too. So you got to figure that out. If you're willing to pay for it, or you're willing to work with somebody for free to get it, I don't know. You got to figure out, or you just do it yourself. You know, there's nothing wrong with going online, doing a search, and looking for it for yourself. But, you know, your business plan is like their first eyeballs really on your project, other than you just getting on a call or sharing an email. Now, a business plan, it could be jacked up. And then I know I was just on a call, and this guy was breaking down business plans. Oh, my goodness. He was breaking the numbers down, and the other guy was responding. So if you don't have your numbers together, you might as well get somebody on the phone who understands the numbers. Ooh. Because if you don't, it's not going to be a good turnout. Now, there's that due diligence review, and that's where the numbers come in. They're looking at your management team. This is what happens to me, too. They look at who's on my team, our products, our services. They're looking at anything we got associated with the city, financial statements. And so what I did, what I had on one of my businesses, was I went out and got the best of the best for my financial guy. I got one of the guys who worked for McDonald's back in the day, and he actually worked with Ray Kroc. And any of you who understand McDonald's understand that Ray Kroc was one of, like, the founding members of McDonald's, although he did some things to acquire it that I don't approve of, but it is what it is. But I got the finance guy who worked with him, and he was the finance guy for McDonald's, and he's my one of my attorneys for my finances for real estate. So I feel that, you know, when I say his name and I let people know what he does, it's like an ease. Like, people like, oh, okay, well, you know, he's thorough. He's that guy, and he's worked for a major corporation. So, you know, come test me if you want to on them finances. You know, that's how I look at it. So a venture capitalist or angel investor, they want to work out the terms. And I get a lot of term sheets. And that describes what's going to happen if they were to fund you money. Quick example. Let's say you wanted $20 million. Now, how it usually works for me You get on the phone, small talk, small talk, small talk, go over some things, and then the company sends you information on their money, how their money flows, what the time frame, what they want for their money as far as equity or debt or anything else included is on that thing called a term sheet. And so we break that down, and then you can either get on and talk to them and say, hey, I see your numbers, but I don't really like them. And then you can go back and negotiate. Some of them will negotiate. Some of them will not. But it's always good to negotiate. I never take the first thing out the gate. I'm always going to negotiate. Doesn't matter. And then if you take it, of course, then you agree into their term sheet. You sign the paperwork. You got the attorneys involved. I just talked to my attorney because we got some stuff going on with attorney and some CPAs getting on, some accountants getting on to talk numbers and stuff like that. So I'm going through all that right now. Once the venture fund has invested in you, y'all literally become a family. You know, that's how I look at it. So they want to make sure you meet your milestones, just like you want to make sure that they're sticking to what they need to, what you need to do. And so how it usually happens is, let's say you got 20 million, right? You want 20 million. 9 times out of 10, they're not going to give you the entire 20 million. It's going to be broken up into pieces. So I call it tranches. We call that in the real estate world, tranches. So your first tranche may be 5 million. Then you may get another 5 million. So you have to, when I present my projects to whoever, whether it be a venture fund, angel investor, I don't really present to them, hedge fund, pension fund, family office, private investor, I have it broken down into tranches, into phases to say, well, let's just start with the first phase. And that's what I did with some of my investors. Let's just start with the first phase. We don't need the entire amount right now. Start with the first phase, get this thing kicked off, and get everything ironed out and smooth. Another thing that a lot of people don't use, and I went through the whole process so I can understand it, is crowdfunding. Now, crowdfunding is a job in and of itself. Now, you can raise money from a large number of people, and, you know, they have all these different sites. And I will say, make sure that the sites that you're looking at is what you think they are. Some of these sites will, let's say you're raising $1 million. Let's say you got to $990,000. If you don't raise $1 million, they will refund everybody their money back. So you have to figure out and make sure that you're with the right site to raise money. The other thing is, it's like a gift from your company as a thanks. That's basically what you're giving them. So the gift is a product you plan to sell or other perks. You may give these people perks if they want to invest in you or into your company. So it's like a lot of people do crowdfunding when they're doing something like very creative or physical product. Like this lady did a crowdfunding platform, and she had this suitcase. And I happened to buy one because I thought it was a novel idea. And I really liked it because it had on the actual suitcase, it had a place I could plug my phone and charge my phone because I travel a little bit. And so I was like, man, that's pretty cool. You can be sitting there and charge your phone because you got the suitcase. But anyway, whole other story. It's just a popular thing right now. And if your plan fails, you're really under no obligation to repay the crowdfunders. And every crowdfunding platform is different. So. The other thing a lot of people try to do, but, you know, due to credit or other factors, they can't get it, and that's a small business loan. When you use a small business loan, a lot of people don't use the Small Business Administration, the SBA, and they do have some guaranteed loans out there, and they do what they call a lender match to help you find what lender is good for you and your project. But you're still going to go through all the stuff that you have to go through to prove your case to the SBA. So you can get in there. Some of these businesses out here are risky. I'm in a risky environment, which is real estate. That's risky. The bank has a little bit more less risk. and some of them are willing to give business loans. Even community banks can give. A lot of people don't want to go to a smaller bank, but a smaller bank, you can build that reputation up and plead your case and probably even sit down with the CEO of the doggone bank. I plan to do that here with some banks in my area. I'm about to get a package of information together and go sit down with a couple of the banks and give them an opportunity. That's how I like to call it. I'm going to give them an opportunity to be great, and give them an opportunity to work with me. So that's what I'm doing. The other thing is for the SBA, they have different programs out there. There's one called a Small Business Innovation Research Program. And I'm going to be going for this one and a few others for what we're doing with our for what we're doing in our company. And it's like technology-based, innovation research-based. So I'm having some grant writers to write these up for me. I have three. I'm working on a fourth grant writer, and I'm about to turn them loose to go after all these different grants that are out there. So we call it the SBIR. And it encourages small business to engage in, like, federal research and development. So, and that's another one is CTR, and that's the Small Business Technology Transfer Program. And that's, basically a small business to qualify for that program. They work with nonprofit research institutions. And they felt like done at the very early stages. But there's money involved in that. And I know one of them is like $50,000 or $75,000 just for starting. Getting out the gates, getting approved, and you get $75,000 for your whatever it is you're doing. The other thing is a lot of people are not capitalizing on the coronavirus grants that are still out there. So they have small grants out there, and it's with the SBA. You just got to go there and talk to them. One of them is called the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant, and that's like $15 billion right now that last I checked. And applications, they've been open since like 2020. I don't know when they're closing it, so you got to get the latest and greatest information to see, you know, how long these grants are going to stay out there. They have the Targeted Economic Injury Disaster Loan Advance. That's just, all this is part of, and y'all heard about that one. That's when SBA was giving out funding, and that's up to like $10,000 for small businesses. I don't know if that one's still out there, but it was out there. Then they have the restaurant revitalization one, and that was up to $10 million. That may be closed. I'm not following, you know, those grants. I'm just not. It's just it is what it is. But you can go and look and go to the SBA's website, call them up, and talk to them and see what's going on with their grants. Another one, another grant that's out there, and this has been out since 2006, the National Association for the Self-Employed. So they've given out like $650,000 in grant money. And individual people can receive about $4,000. And this money can be used for employees, expanding, advertising, marketing, everything we need is small business. And you don't have to be a member of an association. Well, no, you do for that particular one, the National Association of Self-Employed. You have to be a member of the association. And I think that's about $120 a year. You just got to check. I don't know if they do any waivers or anything like that either. So those of you who have businesses, hopefully you have your DUNS number and you're going down the road to get business credit because that's another way to get funding. And NAV, that's another tool you can use for your business credit. They have a small business grant out there. And what they do is they match small business owners with their best financing options that are out there. NAV gives away like three types of grants, three grants, and the top winner gets like about $10,000. So they provide relief to people out there, small business owners that are struggling. They're out there for the taking. You just got to put in for it. The problem with a lot of this is a lot of people don't have their information together, and a lot of people don't even put in for it. So we can talk about not getting funded, but then you have to look down the road and say, well, did they do everything they needed to do to get funded? You know, so that's just what it is. So the other thing is women. There's a lot of grants out there for women. Oh, my goodness, there's so many grants. There's so many grants for women. One of them is called the Amber Grant, and that's for business owners that are women, and they're looking to help y'all succeed. and it could be only $500. And then they do $500, and at the end of the year, there's a grant for like $2,000 to the ultimate winner. It's not even a hard process. There's like a $7 application fee. And like I say, some of these grants may change, but the grants are still out there. They're not going away, family. The government has small business grants that a lot of people don't even go for. A lot of people don't even go and get on the get grant qualified for the government. So, I mean, and a lot of this stuff is free. And you can go to, I'm going to mess the word up. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember. Oh, PTAC. I forgot the acronym. But the PTAC is for those government, the government funding, and you can get your grant stuff set up. And what you need to do is for, like, government contracting, procurement, technical assistance centers all across the United States. You can look online, type in PAC, and then your state, and then some of these centers will actually walk you through how to get qualified for government grants. I mean, government contracting. And we should all be government contracted. You may use it for a little while and stop using it. And, you know, but still you have it. You went through it. You understand it. I think a lot of people don't want to do it because it is a lot of work. I mean, it sucks. I hate it. I'm just going to be straight up. I don't like doing it. I went through and sat through all these classes, and it just wasn't fun, you know. But what are you going to do? You're either going to do it or not. It is what it is. Another one I did research on, but I never went through with it, was CABBAGE. And I don't remember why I didn't go through with it. And that's for e-commerce businesses like eBay, Amazon, CABBAGE. That's just great options. And that's when you can put it for funding, but something stood out to where I didn't do it. So it is what it is. Similar to CABBAGE, you have another one called OnDeck. They award loans based on, like, metrics regarding, like, your business as a whole. They look at your annual revenue, and some people don't have any annual revenue, so that kind of throws them out the door from even going through that. And PayPal, crazy as it seems, has been giving out loans as well. They land on existing businesses looking at, I mean, they can see all your money if you use them, and then they go funding you that way. So another one is Lendio. I've used that before. I didn't get funded with it. I just researched it just to see. Lendio has a lot of lenders, and it's a finance platform. And I'm not telling y'all to go through all these platforms. I'm just telling y'all that there's a lot of different ways or things you need to research. You can just see for yourself, is it for you or if it's not for you. But make sure that you're talking to your legal team before you trying to get all this financing and trying to figure all this stuff out, see if it's a good fit. Because I'm not the legal guy. I have attorneys and I have CPAs that do all this stuff. They don't do the crowdfunding for me. That's not what I'm saying. But they give me insight for questions that I may have. I literally just send an email or pick up the phone, and I can get on the phone with them and ask different questions. So that's something that you may want to do as well. Another one I looked at was Kickstarter. So I have a nonprofit. So with my nonprofit, I'm looking at ways to bring in more money from donations in kind to funding to crowdfunding. So I started looking at Kickstarter. It's the same type of thing. I know they started in like 2009. It's still around, you know, so that's a good thing to be around right now. And it's still on the crowdfunding site, you know. There's some more. So anybody who does like digital creations, there's a media or a crowdfunding type platform, and this platform is called Patreon. Never used it, Patreon, and they make you hit specific tiers at different price points. And so, like I said, I never used it before, but I know about it. So I just went and started doing a lot of research on all these different sites and seeing what's going to be my fit, because everything you can't do. You definitely won't be able to do everything. Another one that's like Kickstarter is Fundable. So it's, instead of just posting like a single product, you can promote your entire business on that site. And that site is used to capture funding from venture capitalists or other accredited investors. So that's something that would fit me, because I look for accredited investors in doing some of the things that I'm doing. And these are people who are, I know there's a new thing coming out to change up who going to be called accredited investor, but it's still on the table right now. The other thing, there's a company out there that does peer-to-peer lending, and that's from person to person in a sense. And Prosper is a company that's out there. They're giving out a lot of loans as well. Then there's Lending Club, and all these kind of do the same thing, but like I said, it's just different types. There's Upstart. They help young entrepreneurs getting funding and like little to no credit at all, little financial history. Those are the people that, you know, you can run to. There's another one called Funding Circle. They loans range anywhere from like $25,000 to $500,000. But they do have big interest rates to where, shoot, it could be 20%. But you got to look at it like, if you need the money, you know, you got to figure out what direction you want to take. There's another one called Peerform, and they do short-term loans up to like $25,000. But your credit score got to be in between 600 to 700 for the credit score. But you can get your credit score up as well. You know, no big deal. No big deal. There's another one called Micro Ventures, and these are obviously micro, meaning short-term, smaller type deals. And, you know, it's all information that you can use or not, and just find out what's best for you. The best thing to do is hopefully have a team of people that can help you. So this is it's a lot of work to do this type of stuff. You know, it's definitely a lot of work to do this. And as I said, I knew I wasn't going to get through all this. I still got a lot more that I could think of that I would like to go over, but probably just stop right there. Funding has been a race. It's definitely not for the faint at heart. You know, if you're the type to give up easy, trying to get funding is not for you. You're going to get 1,000 no's, and all you need is that one yes, and that can take you to other sites. Nobody can stop you once you get that one yes. It's more about having your stuff together. You don't have to be the expert, and I think a lot of people get that confused, thinking that they have to come up with all the answers. You have to find people that can help you with the answers, whatever that means to you. Find people that can help you with the right answers, and then you take the right action. That's all that needs to happen. So I found a lot of people on my journey, and on this journey, it's more of, you know, how much can you take? Because you will be tested. There will be people that try to steal your idea, and people that, you know, just that want to buy you out, and then people that say that your idea is not good enough. And it may be good enough. It just may not be good enough for them. And that's okay. And I think you have to be more passionate about what you bring to the table than someone just coming in and down in your ideas, and you put it on the table and don't do anything with it for years and years and years. And then you bring it back in the next 5 years and you find out that somebody has come out and they have your same idea, and they're already ripping and running and making money doing what you said you were going to do. And now you're like, man, I was going to do that too. I almost had it together. But then something, such and such, and then we make excuses, and that's how we work. That's just some people. A lot of stuff that I said I was going to do back in the day is still on my plate. I'm itching at it. It's like using an ice pick to break it down. A lot of people are not going to be able to see the structure, but when you finish, that's when your masterpiece will show. And that's just where you are. That's where a lot of us are. A lot of people can't see the finished product. And so that's why a lot of people leave, because they can't see what you see. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when it is finished, it's going to be a sight to see. And I'm going to leave y'all with that. It's Kimmy. I want to say thank you for inviting me to the Elation Radio. I know you have Elation Magazine, and I don't know how far we are out of the pandemic. It's still around and all this kind of stuff we got to deal with. I'm still precautious. I hope everybody else is as well. And I'm going to pray us out. Dear Lord, please continue to give us the strength and the mental fortitude that we need to move forward so everything will be okay, because everything happens on your time. Continue to open our ears, our hearts, and our minds. I pray that you would calm any fear that we may have, any anxiety we may have. Guide our thoughts so that we can push along our journey. Continue to bless us and our families and keep us safe and healthy. We may not understand everything, but we know you didn't bring us this far to only bring us this far. We remember the time, again, as you've gotten us through and gotten us on the right path through all the trials and tribulations. And I pray for everyone going through it right now. In your name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. I'm Charles McCutcheon. I'm still hungry. I'm not going nowhere. Y'all take it easy.
To your father, that's my only option. After you ripped the veil and gave me the gospel, so I could see the truth, so I could walk with you. And that's the greatest thing that anyone can ever do. You really saved my life when I was worse at it, an addict on any level for pleasure, pain, and passion. I could never grasp it, cause it's never lasting. But Lord, you everlasting. I burn my flesh to ashes so I can walk with you. Your love is unconditional. So even though I struggle with my past, you still see me through. Sometimes I get it wrong. I fail plenty times, but I get back up and I ride your son, live and die for my eternal life. So now I'm still tight. God inside, you give me light. Now I'm saying I will fight all my pain, hurt, and my struggles in my past life. Lord, you wipe away my tears every night.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down.